The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network. Meditation doesn't have to be a solo practice. Meditation is more fun with friends. Looking for a way to drop in and hang out at the same time? Join us online at Omega Institute for a meditation party with self-proclaimed meditation nerds Dan Harris, host of the 10% Happier podcast, Sabine Selassie, and Jeff Warren. This three-day retreat will stream live from Omega's Hudson Valley campus May 17th to 19th. Don't miss the party. Reserve your spot at eomega.org/party today. Welcome to the Angel Tarot Show with best-selling author and Angel Tarot expert Radley Valentine. Plan your week ahead with gentle guidance from your angels combined with the wisdom of Tarot and create the magical life you deserve.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Angel Tarot Show. I'm Radley Valentine, your host. Thanks for joining us. If you're watching on YouTube, it is so great to see you. If you are listening to us through the podcast distributed through mindbodyspirit.fm, then listen up. I've got lots and lots of advice for you guys this week to help you to have an amazing time. So if you haven't been around because you've been so busy with the new year and things that are happening that you haven't listened lately, we have a new format, including new ways for you to connect with your angels that help with healing and giving you hope and guidance that's all around you that's just waiting for you to be discovered. This show has now been turned into various different pieces of a big whole, including the Angelic Weather Report and some cards that I will pull for you to give you answers to your questions that are specifically your questions that you want specific answers to. Now, before we get started, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about going into 2024 with specific affirmations, things to help you to be able to be strong and solid as you go through 2024, and especially as getting set up for 2024. Some of you may know that I have a new deck that is published through Hay House every single year. And some years I have more than one deck. Last year was one of those years where there were two decks. This year, 2024, I also have two decks coming out. Later in the fall, I have a new deck coming out of angelic affirmations. Very excited about that particular deck to come out. But I've been working on it for a couple of years. And what I did, since the cards aren't ready yet, was I printed out on little pieces of paper some of the affirmations, not some, all of the affirmations from that deck. And so what I decided to do was I was going to go through and pull three cards to give you three sets of affirmations for 2024 to help you to get off to a good start. Now, I didn't pick them. I just pulled them the same as if they were an Oracle card deck. And I have to say, I was really, really happy with the three cards that showed up. So the first card is the card that will be card number 37. I think that's really important because 3 + 4 = 7. And in angel number, 7 talks about the power of being on the right path. It's very often a spiritual quest, and it tells us that we are headed in the right direction. The affirmation for this is, today I choose faith over fear. I stand tall in my trust in the divine. So let me say that for you again. Today, I choose faith over fear. I stand tall in my trust in the divine. Now, this is an affirmation that I have attributed to guardian angels. And I love that. I love that we're starting the year and our very first affirmation for 2024, first angelic affirmation, is one that is associated with our guardian angels. Our guardian angels are dedicated specifically and solely and completely to us. They are dedicated to us in every conceivable way. And so it's very important to start your year with them to help you to be able to get where you're wanting to go in your life. So by asking our guardian angels to help us to choose faith over fear and to stand tall in our trust in the divine, we have an angelic team that is supporting us in that affirmation. Now, the second affirmation that I pulled for us for 2024, curiously, is the one that is going to be card number 25. 2 + 5 is, once again, 7. So once again, we've got this energy. And I feel like that is so important. I do feel, you know, if you listen to last week's episode, you know that 2024 is actually an 8-year. But I love that we've got these affirmations that are 7s, 8 being prosperity, abundance, success, all kinds of wonderful things coming our way. But these 7 affirmations can help us to know that we're headed on the right path, that we're on the right track, and our spiritual strength and courage and basis grounding is what will keep us on the path of the 2024 8 energy. So card number 25 says, "My prayers are always heard and always answered. I receive angelic guidance with perfect clarity." Again, "My prayers are always heard and always answered. I receive angelic guidance with perfect clarity." This particular affirmation is designed to be worked with Archangel Sandalphon. Archangel Sandalphon is very often known as the Archangel of Music, and that's lovely and important. But I think what's more important is that Archangel Sandalphon is the Archangel of Prayer. He is said to be the Archangel who delivers our prayers to the throne of Source, Divine, Universe, whatever you want to call it, and brings back answers to us in such a way that we can recognize them, notice them, understand them, and be able to interpret them. And so when we've got this affirmation that says our prayers are powerful and they are heard and they will be answered, Sandalphon is the perfect person to be helping us with that. Now, our third and final affirmation for 2024 is card number 40. Now, 4 + 0 = 4. 4 represents angels. And so we're on the right path. We're on the right path, and our angels are helping us. And this affirmation says, "I believe in my own magic. I lovingly speak positive words into reality." I'll say that again. "I believe in my own magic. I lovingly speak positive words into reality." And so this is very much law of attraction. But if you think about this from what we've seen already, I'm on the right path. I'm on the right path. I'm in a place of no fear. I am in a place where I know my prayers are heard and answered, and I believe in my own magic. And I'm going to watch my words. One of the things I noticed in 2023 is that a lot of people really got stuck in their stories. And there were stories generally that people did not like. People didn't want to be in these stories. These stories were making them unhappy. And by telling these stories over and over and over, what they were doing was affirming these stories, and therefore really cementing into their realities that what they did not want was exactly what they had and what they were going to continue to experience. This particular affirmation is attached to what I call manifesting angels. Other people sometimes call them angels of abundance, but angels that are here to help you to manifest the joy and the happiness and the positive things that you want to create in your life. That's why they're here. So once again, our three affirmations are, "Today I choose faith over fear and stand tall in my trust in the divine. My prayers are always heard and always answered. I receive angelic guidance with perfect clarity. And I believe in my own magic. I lovingly speak positive words into reality." Now let's talk about some cards for the week of January 21st through the 27th. Now in the past, we have called this part of the stuff that I create for you on a weekly basis, we've called it the energetic weather report. But, you know, 2024 feels like a year of change for me. And so I'm sort of excited about that. And so I decided what I wanted to do was to start this year with sort of renaming the energetic weather report to the angelic weather report. So let me know what you think about that. I'm pretty excited about it. I feel like it has a real rad ring to it. So I'm excited about it. Now, what I also decided to do was to pull cards. I just was feeling old school, nostalgic, I don't know. So I decided to pull cards from Angel Tarot cards. This was the first deck I ever created. It was a mega hit around the world. And a lot of people really love this deck. I love this deck. I'll always be super fond of it. And so what I did was I pulled a card for three cards from Angel Tarot cards that are the three cards whose energies combined bring together to us an idea of what to expect this week. What I also did, though, was I pulled cards, an additional card for each one of the three cards that has an archangel on it to tell you what archangel can help you with the energy that you're experiencing from each individual card. Think of it as sort of like when I used to do in 2023 and before your personal archangel of the week. This is a personal archangel chosen for you to go with each element of the energy that you're working with this week. So let's get started. So I thought it was really interesting because all three cards for the week of January 21st through the 27th are earth cards. That in traditional tarot is coins or pentacles. And so all three cards are earth energy. And the first card is Five of Earth, not necessarily the people's favorite card. The card says fear surrounding money, the wisdom to accept help from others, uncertain self-employment. So this Five of Earth is this card that has this energy of lack around it, an energy of being worried about money and finances and stuff. And it does occur to me as I pull this card that it's January 21st through 27. Maybe some of those Christmas bills that we racked up or Hanukkah bills or holiday season bills are starting to show up and we're feeling a little tight, maybe a little squeezed. Maybe we're feeling a sense of, oh gosh, why did I spend so much money? Well, that is a very much a Five of Earth kind of energy, that energy of being fearful about money, worrying about money. It was my intention to choose for you a specific archangel. But instead, what I did was I just sort of let the cards come out, and I loved each archangel that just showed up for each person. And the archangel that just showed up for Five of Earth is the Sun with Archangel Uriel. Uriel is the archangel of epiphany, brilliant ideas, emotional healing, and life transformation. It's very much a positive kind of energy that comes from Uriel, full of compassion and understanding for our discontent and our worry and concerns, but also helping us to feel empowered to be able to make the changes that we need to make. So if you're in a place of lack or feeling in a place of like, oh my gosh, I'm worried about money, Uriel is a great archangel to help you with that from the standpoint of helping you to get brilliant ideas to solve your concerns, but also to empower you to make changes in your life. The next card is Four of Earth. Now, I call this card a duality card. There are several cards in tarot that are very much cards where it's like this or that, too much, too little. They're usually extremes, and you have to find yourself in the middle. This card says, being too frivolous or too cautious with money, good business decisions, giving to those less fortunate. So this whole being too frivolous or too cautious could indicate, you know, more of that energy from Five of Earth. If you were feeling like, gosh, I just spent too much money, I was too frivolous. Now I'm really worried. I need to make better business decisions in 2024. I need to make better business decisions moving forward. And the archangel that showed up for that is the card number four, the Emperor, which is Archangel Michael. Perfect archangel to help us to sever our energetic connections to our fears and our worries, to help us to make solid plans, to help us to feel strong and courageous, to help us to know that we are on the right path and that our choices and decisions further and foster our life purposes. The last card is Page of Earth. A Page of Earth is usually someone who is scholarly, dependable, patient, and successful. And this card talks about good news about financial matters, wanting to do something more challenging, and a new area of study. And so here we have this energy that's basically falling upon this whole concept of being worried about money, a call to being more balanced about how we use money and not being in extremes, and therefore providing good financial news, good news for us financially. So we might start the week or be in a part of the week where we're really worried. We pull ourselves together to find some balance and realize that good things are coming. And I loved that the card that showed up for an archangel is the magician, Archangel Raziel. Raziel is this archangel of esoteric information who helps us with things about manifesting and creating what we want. And so he's a great archangel to help you to manifest those, that good news about financial matters. So that's our angelic weather report for January 21st through the 27th, and three archangels to help you with the three primary components of the energy that you are going to be experiencing this week. Stay tuned after the break for your message from the angels regarding your personal questions. Welcome back. It's time for your personal message from the angels regarding your questions of the heart. Now, the next thing I wanted to do is something new. If you have not tuned in the last 2 weeks, then you may not know about this. But it occurred to me that what might be really helpful for people is for me to pull cards for people's specific questions. So I want you to take a moment and just think for a second, what question would you, of the heart, would you most like your angels to give you insight and input into for this week? So give that a second to think about, what question would I ask my angels if I could ask them anything in this particular moment? You don't have to go huge. It doesn't have to be a huge thing. It doesn't have to be, what is the meaning of life? It can be whatever you want it to be. But while you focus on that question, I'm going to shuffle cards. I've taken the cards from Angel Tarot cards that we use for the Angelic Weather Report and the Archangels that go with those cards, and shuffled them back into the deck so that they can show up again. And so now I am shuffling. And the way that I shuffle cards is I shuffle until I have a sense that I'm supposed to stop. There's usually a number that pops into my head. And so two more. And so now I want you to think for a second whether or not the perfect answer to your question is coming from card number one, card number two, card number three, or card number four. Think about your question. Which card do you feel has the right answer for you? Card number one, card number two, card number three, or card number four? So if you were drawn to card number one, that is Knight of Fire. Knight of Fire in traditional tarot, Knight of Wands. And it says, a sudden event that needs immediate attention. Time is of the essence. Think things through carefully. So if this is the card you pick, then the answer to your question is that things need to be taken care of right away, and you need to think them through really carefully. It's very important that you think about this from the standpoint of being passionate, adventurous, and self-assured, because it's an issue of some urgency. If you chose card number two, it's almost the exact opposite. This is the Moon card. This is a card that asks us to sort of step back and think and understand. It says, important psychic insights, events behind the scenes, releasing fears that hold you back. So this is a card that says there's going to be more insights coming. There's still stuff about your question that you don't know yet. You don't have all the facts, but that is about to happen. You are about to have some enlightenment. You're about to have full understanding. You are about to know exactly what's going on, and that will help you to make choices. If you felt drawn to card number three, that is the World card. It is a very positive card. This is the kind of card that we all want to get, you know, all the time. This is a card that talks about a job well done, joy, contentment, and gratitude, the path towards enlightenment. And so this tells me that whatever you're asking for, it's going to turn out great. It's going to be exactly what you're hoping for, exactly what you're looking for. There will be contentment and joy and enlightenment in the answer to your question. And finally, if you were drawn to card number four, that is Six of Earth, Six of Coins in traditional tarot. And it says gifts of money, time, or effort, new career opportunities, receiving a loan, or paying off debt. So this is a very positive card from the standpoint of finances and money. Something definitely to make us feel better, especially when we had so much fear and concerns about the week from our angelic weather report. But this is certainly talking about whatever question you ask, there is going to be an abundance of good things that come to you sort of very unexpectedly. So that's our four cards for whatever your question is this week. So I want to end this week's Angel Tarot Show with a quick meditation for you. Now, if you are driving or you're moving and or doing something where you cannot close your eyes and you cannot focus on this, you know what? Stop listening and you can come back and listen to the meditation part first, later. But if you're available now and here, let's do a quick meditation for you. And so the first thing that I am noticing when I close my eyes is Archangel Michael here sweeping away fear and worry, all of the energy that might have come from this concern about finances and stuff like that. Michael's basically saying to me, this is temporary. This is not what 2024 is about. This is a moment. It will not last. And so he's using his sword to sweep away fear and worry and concern so that we are not in a space of worrying about every last thing that is going on in our lives. Next up is I see your guardian angels. Your guardian angels are here to help you. They have advice for you. They have guidance. They have understanding. They're really wanting to work with you in 2024. And your guardian angels are right now giving you a message. I want you to listen with your heart, not with your mind, but with your heart. What is the emotion that you're experiencing right now? What is the feeling that you are having? What is the sense of knowingness about your moment in this life, in this here, in this now, that needs to be taken care of right away? What are you feeling in the right here and the right now? I'll just let you have a moment with that. And then I also have Archangel Jophiel. Archangel Jophiel, the beauty of God, comes in a fuchsia pink color, really just basically rose-colored glasses in angelic form in only the most positive of ways, here to help you to be in a space of positiveness, to really take those affirmations that we talked about at the top of the hour, to be able to help you to be able to get what you're looking for out of life, to stay in a positive place, to not be in a place of fear, to be able to break out of stories that you do not like and you do not want in your life anymore, to help you to be free of that, to release the shackles of the worldly negativity and ego that keeps you from going where you want to be this week and ongoing from there. Michael and Jophiel and your guardian angels are here to be with you this week and to help you to be able to stay in a place of empowerment, to be able to remember your affirmations and remember the archangels that can assist you. And so it is. So if you perhaps feel called to learn more about angels, you can get started today with my free downloadable and printable Archangel Reference Guide that you can find at radleyvalentine.com/angels. It's totally free, totally there for you, and it'll give you a basis for being able to work with the angels and help you to be able to like build stronger foundations with the celestial messengers. This has been the Angel Tarot Show. I hope you have a fantastic week this week, and I will talk to you soon. Thanks for listening. To gain access to my very best teachings, live video calls, useful tips, bonuses, and more, join my magical membership. Discover more at radleyvalentine.com/magic.
Hi, I'm Jane Asher, and I believe, and from what I've been shown, that when our loved ones die, they don't really leave. They just slip into the next room. On my podcast, I explore the bigger picture surrounding life on Earth and what follows when we do die. I speak with authors, friends, transition specialists, and other experts about every facet of death, dying, grief, hospice care, cultural traditions, and also our beliefs about that final journey and what we may end up facing. Please join me on The Next Room on the mindbodyspirit.fm podcast network or wherever you get your podcasts.